The state Supreme Court has ruled that Ohio cities are not immune from civil lawsuits over injuries occurring at indoor municipal swimming pools. The court's unanimous decision says Ohio law granting general immunity from civil lawsuits to political subdivisions does not bar such lawsuits based on injuries occurring in or on the grounds of an indoor city-operated swimming pool. The case stems from a 2009 suit by the parents of a juvenile whose knee was broken while using a diving board at a Cuyahoga Falls-operated indoor pool. The lawsuit alleged the city was negligent in maintaining the diving board. Cuyahoga Falls claimed it was immune from civil liability. The Supreme Court upheld an appeals court ruling that reversed a trial court decision in favor of the city. Meanwhile, in another ruling, the Ohio Supreme Court says skiers assume the sport's ordinary risks and can only recover damages for collision injuries by proving the other skier acted recklessly or intentionally. The High Court's 6-1 decision stemmed from a 2007 collision between skier Angela Horvath of Rocky River in suburban Cleveland and a juvenile snowboarder at a ski resort in Summit County. Horvath filed a lawsuit against the juvenile and his parents, alleging the snowboarder acted negligently, recklessly, and willfully in causing the accident. Lower courts split over whether Horvath produced evidence of those claims. And the Supreme Court ruling sent the case back to a judge for more deliberations on any evidence of reckless or intentional behavior. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.